is how you can grow your faith. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord has come through for us already. Glory to Jesus. So let me just add this. The expected but unprepared movement of God in every service of the children of God. There is always the expected. We expect Baba to come. Glory to Jesus. I say glory, glory to Jesus. Please, I need, can someone come? So the moment we expected, that is the curious moment of God that had it and more was to come in that moment. Lord Jesus. All right. Still in our service. So this is the third Joyful Sound service. You will also go back home with your testimony. Can I hear your louder amen? So last week, we were looking at principle of joy. And we were looking at how joy, your joy affects your appearance. Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir. And how your joy affects your appearance. In fact, one thing I remember that kept coming is that it is the spirit of a man that dresses his body. You still remember that? That if your spirit is not joyful, you dress anyhow. That was last week. You dress anyhow. But when your spirit is alive, you see, even your appearance will show that life. So today, let's move forward. And remember, we are looking at the case of Joseph. You still remember? Please, you need to go back and listen to that message. Go and listen to it again. It costs you nothing. Just download on the website. Okay, so today, let's take it further. And let's look at how your joy, still on the principle of joy, in the year of harvest. How does your joy impact or affect your relationship? Somebody say amen with me. Now, the spirit you maintain, sustain, or destroy your relationship. I repeat, the spirit you carry, the spirit you maintain, either sustain or destroy your relationship. So let's look at few scriptures from Proverbs 17:22. As we read from KJV, then as quick as possible, we also look at it from other translations. Glory to Jesus. Proverbs 17, then verse 22. Proverbs 17, verse 22. It says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed heart, or a crushed spirit, or a crushed mood dries up the bone. In other words, there is a way your joy affects your health. There is a way, there is a direct connection between your joy and your health. In other words, if a man is not fine in his body, what he will be emitting is that disease or that thing that is happening in his body. That's why we talk about some diseases that are transmittable. And I tell you that joy is contagious. Likewise, sorrow is contagious. Praise God. When you go to the house of joy, you see people celebrating and rejoicing. And you get in there. And as they rejoice, you notice that the joy also flows to you. And then even though you don't want to dance, you say you are not dancing, but you are tapping your leg. You are tapping. You are tapping. Even though you are not dancing, you didn't stand up to dance. You are tapping. From tapping, you are shaking the legs. Though you are sitting, but you are shaking the legs. You are shaking. Then from there, before you know it, you just, you know, even your shoulder, they are moving. Although you are seated, you are not dancing. Or is the fellow still dancing? Praise God. Because now you are in the house of joy. The same thing when someone is in the house of sorrow. You go to a place where they are mourning. Even though where you are coming from, you just finish a bowl of eba. You are okay yourself. But by the time you get there, you are still smiling. By the time you get to the house of mourning, you find out everywhere just goes quiet. I pray everyone here going through one sorrow or the other, the joy of the Lord terminate that sorrow in the name of Jesus. You know, one thing about sorrow is that it makes the environment to be like a graveyard. Sorrow will say, "Kilo ndunu mi." That's sorrow. If you are here, you have been telling yourself, "Kilo ndunu mi," that is sorrow speaking to you. That's a voice from hell. Oh, your king can't do no. Amen. I hope when we are singing now and celebrating, we need to sing this song. What key are we?
Ayo igbala la yo mi, Jesu Christi la yo mi.
How many of us know that song?
Ayo igbala la yo mi, Jesu Christi la yo mi.
How many of you know that song? You don't know the song? Wow, okay. I want you to know it. Yeah. That song is saying, my joy is my salvation. My salvation is my joy. Even though every other thing does not give me the joy I desire, whenever I remember that I am saved, that's enough joy for me. Are we still together? So when you go to the house of sorrow, everywhere is like graveyard. So what happened is that you also join it. Even though you like to talk, because everybody's quiet. Even if you have an appointment before, you have thought that, okay, this place I'm going, I need to go and greet them. I will just be there, just 30 minutes. Now you are there. Wala there, you can't go. I mean, you understand what you are talking about. Because it will look as if you did not feel their feeling. You want to go, you cannot go. I can't leave now. So what am I talking about? The spirit you carry affects every part of you. Your spirit, your soul, your body. And so what happened is that anyone who come in contact with you, that same spirit you carry, you will transmit it. So it will affect your relationship with them. Did you understand my point now? That is the direction we are going today. So let's look at that in other translations. Let's look at it. NIV says, a cheerful heart is a good medicine. It's a good medicine. It's a good medicine. So this joy is a medicine. Joy is a medicine. But a crushed spirit dries up the bone. Amplified says, a happy heart is good medicine, and a joyful mind causes healing. I tell you, joy causes healing. Joy brings healing. But a broken spirit dries up the bone. Common English Bible says, a joyful heart helps healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bone. Contemporary English version says, if you are cheerful or you are joyful, it says you feel good. If you are sad, your heart all over. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 12. That's the second scripture, and I will make few points, and then we go to rejoice. Proverbs 12, 25. Proverbs 12, 25. If you are there, say amen. Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Heaviness in the heart of a man maketh it stoop. Let's look at that in other translation very quickly. NIV says, anxiety weighs down the heart. Heaviness makes a man to stoop. I told us last week, the moment the garment of joy, which the coat of many colors on Joseph represented, immediately it was removed first by his brother, he found himself in the pit. The next time it was removed, he found himself in the prison. So heaviness, you see, takes a man to go down beyond his normal level. And actually, it's the tactics of the devil. Listen, this is you in the realm of the spirit. You are tall, you are a giant. But by the time heaviness is released unto you, something tells you, me Tobi Moshe Rojari. And then that heaviness causes you to go down into the pit, to go down into prison. Anxiety weighs down the heart. And I tell you, the heart of a man, that's the man. You are who you think you are. So if somebody tells you, you are nobody, then you are nobody. If you believe it. He said, but a kind word cheers it all. Let's look at other translations. I love Common English Bible. It says, anxiety leads to depression. You see all of these things that psychologists try to look for reasons for. Listen, it has its root in the spirit. It's a spiritual thing. Many things that happen to us, we seek medical solution for. The solution is spiritual. The solution is spiritual. And you better receive the word of God today. And the word you are receiving today will bring healing unto you in the name of Jesus. We bring unto you the encouragement that you needed in the name of Jesus. Anxiety leads to depression, but a good word encourages. The good word you need for encouragement today, receive it in the name of Jesus. Let's look at more translations. Contemporary English version says, worry is a heavy burden. Wow. Worry is like a lorry. A heavy burden that you are trying to carry. It's bigger than you. Surrender it to Jesus. Surrender it. It's about a kind word. Bring cheers. Look at ERV. ERV says, worry takes away your joy. What takes away your joy, please? Talk to me. What takes away your joy? Worry takes away your joy. So whenever you worry on anything, listen, your joy level will get reduced on anything at all, on any matter. When you worry, your joy level is reduced. Praise God. Hello, sir. Is it my message you are doing? Please come to your seat. Look at easy translation. If you worry all the time, it will make you sad. Help me tell your neighbor, if you worry all the time, it will make you sad. Turn to another neighbor. Say, if you worry all the time, it will make you sad. Somebody, you are not talking to somebody. Okay, somebody, can you just rise up? Everybody rise up. Rise up. Rise up. I want you to walk up to at least 3 people and tell them, if you worry all the time, it will make you sad. If you worry all the time, it will make you sad. If you worry all the time, it will make you sad. Give your worry to Jesus. Tell somebody, give your worry to Jesus. It will settle you. Please be seated. Then let me show you one more scripture. Are you gaining something today? Proverbs 15. You are learning how worry, anxiety affects your personal being, and how these have a direct impact on your relationship, your contact with people. Amen. So Proverbs 15:3. Proverbs 15 verse 3. Verse 13, I beg your pardon. It says, a merry heart make a cheerful countenance, but a sorrow of the heart, but by the sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance. You see, if a man is happy, you will know by his appearance, by his countenance, by his look. But if a man is not happy, you also see it on his look. You also see it. And that is why you better be careful. Stop wearing sadness all the time. Is somebody with me? Was it Nehemiah, or who is that that was standing before a king? And the king looked at him. He had a sorrow concerning the building in Egypt, Jerusalem. And when the king saw him, he was the cupbearer of the king, and the king saw him, the king said, what happened to you today? You always look good and careful. This your countenance today is telling me you are not happy. He cannot hide it. Are you with me today? But if you are the type, you always wear sadness, you are always moody, the conclusion of people is, right? You better be careful. Help me tell your neighbor. It affects your relationship with people. Malobao. Yeah, you get it. Oman Le Junior. Malobao. It affects your relationship with people. I mean, people want to meet with you. They are reading Psalm before they come and meet you. Even before people meet God, they don't read Psalm. But before they meet you, because of who you are and your appearance at all time, you are always fighting somebody. Huh? Even if you are fighting the devil, it won't be by your strength. A merry heart make a cheerful countenance. It is by what is inside of you that will reflect on your look. You can't force it. Thank God for our women. They put on powder. They put on makeup. They do all manners of things. But you see, I believe those things are temporary. Although men will not put on powder and makeup or whatever, but that's one reason or major reason why we have so many men visiting so many clubhouses. They want to deal with what is inside. Are you getting me? There is a sorrow inside they want to deal with, and they believe the only way to deal with it, that depression, that anxiety, is to use alcohol to deal with it. But you see, the problem of alcohol is that even before that thing has a way of messing up people. 3-4 years ago, it was Christmas Eve. I was coming from Felele to Challenge. I saw a man. Because this guy has drunk. I saw him. He was going to gutter like this. Drainage. He was going like this. He was going. And the guy entered. I think I was driving. Maybe I have to slow down a bit and say, did this old guy see where he's going? And the guy drag, entered there. You know what? He sat there. And he was talking to himself. He was talking. I said, Kai, see how alcohol can mess up a life. I'm trying to use power of alcohol to deal with what is inside. No, you don't do it that way. It doesn't work. Listen, actually, while you do that, it worked temporarily, right? You forget that sorrow, that challenge at that moment. It's a temporary relief. But the moment the influence of the alcohol is gone, you realize that not only is your challenge still remaining, the money you're supposed to use for better thing, you have wasted it. Can you see double wala? And things you ought not to say, you have said them. You have caused a lot of trouble for yourself. So you are trying to cover up one thing. You have exposed yourself the more. Do you understand what we are talking about here today? So it is more trouble you are causing for yourself. So instead, go through the word of God. Receive the word of God into your heart. Now, let me make my point. Your spirit determines how you respond or react to people or situation. And I will show you in 3 points now. So, you respond with joy, you react in hurt. So what we are talking about is, as much as possible, maintain a joyful spirit. Say to yourself, I will maintain a joyful spirit. Say it again, I will maintain a joyful spirit. One more time, say it, I will maintain a joyful spirit. Say with me, for I know that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Say it louder, amen. So as you maintain the joyful spirit, note these three. Number one, when you maintain a good or joyful spirit, you can handle the most difficult person. But when you have a bad spirit yourself or a bad mood, you can turn to become the most difficult person. This is how it works. Because you have maintained a joyful spirit. So when you come in contact with somebody who carry a bad mood, are you getting me? Because your own spirit is stronger than theirs, you can handle them. You see, anytime we meet with people, please look at me. Anytime we meet with people, as you carry one mood or the other, they also carry one mood, the other. Are you following me? So, if what they are carrying is stronger than yours, it will affect you. But if you maintain a joyful spirit, even the most difficult person you cannot do it. Let me give you a perfect example. Why do people get frustrated with many of our uniformed men? It is because many of them, they walk under harsh conditions. You can imagine a policeman who has been on the highway since morning. Now you met that guy in the sun, 3 p.m. The sun is scorching his head, his body. And you know they wear black. Everywhere, everything is hot. So you met this guy, and the body is hot, his spirit is hot. So that's why I see some of them, you see, why the car is still coming. You see, they just conclude based on the spirit they carry. This car that is coming, I will show him Pepe. Just park the car. The car is just coming. Say, yeah. Are you getting me? It is based on the mood. Now, if you also carry a negative spirit, for you just had a disappointment with a business transaction, but you are still under AC. But him, he's angry with everybody, with the entire system. He wish he can leave his job, but he cannot leave the job. And so he's transferring the anger to anybody available. And now he say park. And then you begin to drag issue with the fellow. Oga, waiting happen. If you get problem, me too get problem. Then he will show you ass bullets. He will show you that he is more than you. Are you getting me? But if you have maintained a joyful spirit, even though you have a challenge, are you getting me? But you are singing, rejoicing. I know all things work together for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Are you following me? And then he say, Oga, we are park, park, park. And then as you wind down, Oga, sir, how are you, sir? God bless you, sir. How are you doing today? The guy has not spoken one word. You have released 3-4 statements. Believe me, yours. The next thing is, what do you have for the boys? If at all, he's going to ask for anything. What do you have for the boys? This is what have worked for me times without number. By the time I release, how are you, sir? God bless you, sir. The next thing is, Oga, pastor, how are you? Then by the time I leave, I begin to wonder, who told him I'm a pastor? My wife is here. This thing has worked. Times without number. It has worked for me. She's here. Even when we travel long distance, I keep applying the same thing. And the next thing is, you can go. You can go. You can go. Listen, you will always go when you carry a joyful spirit. You will always find your way. You will always have the way. You will always make a way for yourself. Even when things are difficult, as you maintain a joyful spirit, you can handle the most difficult person. Most difficult person. Tell me your spouse is difficult. Tell me your boss is difficult. I agree, the fellow is difficult. Are you with me? But if you understand the reason why they are difficult, honestly, to an extent, you will feel their pains. Let's go to the second point. When you maintain a joyful spirit, you can handle the most difficult situation. You know, many things today we are saying, it's too hard, it's too this, it's too that. What you are lacking is the joyful spirit. If you have the joyful spirit, listen, what is called a mountain will become so tiny in your eyes. Listen, you will agree with me that there is something that made David to see Goliath as nothing. You do understand, sir? The same fellow, everybody is saying for 40 days and they cannot stand. Even the king cannot stand him. Everybody were running away from him. But you see, there is a spirit David carried. The moment he saw Goliath, he said, this one, this stone is enough to bring him down. In other words, the weight of Goliath, as far as David's spirit is concerned, is equal to the stone. You are not smaller than this stone. With this stone, you will come down. Was that not what happened? That was what happened. So with joyful spirit, you can undo any difficult. Please note, I didn't say any situation. Difficult. It is difficult. Are you with me? Really, really, it is difficult. But you can do it with the joy of the Lord. You will keep going. You will keep going. You will keep going. You know what? You will not even feel it. Are you with me? You will even feel it. Because you know why? Something is driving you. And what is driving you is more important than what you are driving. Somebody can drive a big car, but what is driving him is sorrow and sadness. That's why people will drive SUV, expensive SUV, worth millions of naira. But because of what is driving them, they will drive what they are driving to Third Mainland Bridge. And what is driving them will throw them into the lagoon. So beyond what you are driving, let joy drive you. Let the joy of the Lord be your drive. Every day. Every day, time. Third point. When you understand that people are not fine because they said they are fine, you will be of great help to the weak and you will increase your influence. I repeat. When you understand that people are not fine because they said they are fine, are you with me? You will be of great help to those who are weak and you will increase your influence. Please, I need somebody for please come, sir, bro, sir. Very quickly, sir. How are you?
Yes, sir.
Go and sit down. Please come, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Go and sit down. Hello, please come, man. Hello, please come. Very quickly. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, sir.
Please go and sit down. Did you see the response of everybody? What was the response? I'm fine, I'm fine. Even though they have something troubling them, yet they will tell you I'm fine. So that people tell you I'm fine does not mean they are fine. So when you understand that people are not fine because they said they are fine, you will be able to help the weak. You will understand where people are standing. And you will be able to help them. And as you help them, you will increase your influence. So when next people tell you I'm fine, it doesn't mean they are fine. Please look after them. Are you really fine? Let me close. So what are we saying today? Don't destroy destiny relationship due to momentarily light afflictions. Don't, because of what you are going through today, hinder your relationship, divine ordained relationship that God has given to you, because you are hurt. So you begin to hurt everybody around you with your words. No, don't. Please take your time. Go before the Lord. Receive joy. Of course, 2 Corinthians 4:17 talks about our light affliction, which is for a moment. It won't last forever. Are you with me, somebody? No matter what you are going through, it will not last forever. So don't let it affect your relationships. Don't do things today that will make you regret tomorrow. I'm sorry. It is because of what I'm going through. That's why I reacted like that. That's why I spoke like that. Are you with me? Receive joy. Now, before I show to Rod, there's two ways to a joyful spirit. Listen, our relationship is commanded by God. Please put up for me John 15. John 15, verse 11 and verse 12. John 15. Are you being blessed today? Praise God. John 15, verse 11. You are not there. Okay, let me read from here. Jesus is speaking here. He said, I've told you this so that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be completed. verse 12. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Did you see that? Once you have your joy, love each other, because you need one another. Amen. So when you are fine, encourage those who are weak. And if you are not fine, please don't cover up. If you are not fine, when you get to your friend, make sure you have confidence. People of God around you, surround yourself with godly people who can encourage you, who can be there for you, to pray for you, not to gossip you. Are you with me? So when you are going through challenges, ask for help. Are you with me today? Ask for help. Look for a brother. Can you join hands together with me? I have this challenge. And then we pray together. And once we pray together and we commit everything to the hand of the Lord, just leave it like that. Don't carry the burden again. Amen, somebody. So our relationship is commanded. Then John 13 verse 34. John 13 verse 34. 34 and 35. A new command I give to you: love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. 35. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. So God wants us to love one another. Let's love one another. Finally, now, how to maintain a joyful spirit? How do you maintain a joyful spirit? Number one, by the joy of God's presence. Psalm 16 verse 11. You go before God's presence. As you are before his presence, praying, waiting on him, if you wait so well, long enough, then you will receive his joy. Jesus had the sorrow when he was about to die. But you see, because he waited long enough, he received strength to go through the challenge of crucifixion and death. Then how do you maintain or receive and maintain a joyful spirit? By the joy of the word of God. Jeremiah 15:16 talks about the joy of the word of God. Then John 15:11 we have read, also talk about the joy of the Lord. Then you can also read Psalm 19 verse 8. So today, as I close, one thing is needful. If you will maintain good relationship, you must maintain a joyful spirit. To maintain good relationship, what do you have to maintain? A joyful spirit. Please stand to your feet.